This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ramps up even more about 2024, not just for the Democrats, but for the Republicans as well. The Supreme Court with some big opinions coming down the stretch here on abortion, climate, guns, immigration. A lot of people waiting to see ultimately what will happen. How about you? How are you wherever you hail from, whatever neck of the woods, whether it's a valley or a crevice, or a canyon. We're all in this together, right? Kate Delaney, as we kick off yet another week here on the show with some high, high highs and low, low, lows. High, high highs have to be right at the get-go, these triple-digit temperatures that everybody's talking about. That is the thing. The ultimate conversation is and starts with, how hot is it? Just how hot is it? It's that old question that comes around every single summer. Only these temperatures are 10, 20 degrees higher than normal, so people just aren't used to it and are weary of the heat. The heat is dying down in some parts of the Midwest and the Southwest, but it's going to ratchet up again coming up with the weekend. So that's why all the baby pools are sold out. People don't want to pay for the big pools, but they'll pay for the baby pool. Seriously, I talked to a distributor the other day, said there is a massive, massive demand for them because people are just filling them up and sitting in them. So it's true, right? You get a plastic tiny pool, enough that you can sit in it, and you fill it up, and that's it. And you're in the shade somewhere, and then you're kind of dealing with whatever the weather brings. And we know there have been some wicked curveballs in all seriousness. And it is scary when people aren't hydrated and when they have no air conditioning and they don't have fans and all the things that can, of course, happen if you have some sort of a heat stroke or whatnot. The other conversation, of course, is always gasoline. We talk about it every single show, and I always bring it up at the top no matter what's going on, because this is what you fill the mailbag with. And this is what I see in my life, and this is what I'm texted all day long. Where'd you go? Where'd you get it? How much is it? Now there is conversation about the president backing a gas tax holiday plus offering some sort of rebate cards because of the pain at the pump. So how much would Congress actually lower prices? Some are saying it might be close to 15 cents if that happens. Now, sometime this week, there's supposed to be a decision on whether to support Congress instituting a pause on the federal gas tax of 18.4 cents a gallon, which would lower prices by that little less than 15 cents a gallon. Even the Treasury Secretary has thrown in on this one. Janet Yellen said that the administration was open to considering a move, citing the cost of course, on all of our backs. As of Monday, the national average gas price, $4.98 a gallon. And that's if you're lucky. Most people are paying way more than $5, depending on where you live, of course, and the accessibility of gas and everything else in between that determines how much you're paying. But I think most of the people in my world seem to be paying more than $5 for gas, and a lot of them go to work. A lot of them are not working from home, where they have to commute 40, sometimes an hour long each way. So, you know, that's going to really skyrocket and crimp your budget, you know, absolutely. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it in so many other aspects of our lives. Why is food that much more? Dog food, cat food, meat, produce, you know, name it, throw in whatever you want to throw in the blank space, most of it has absolutely gone up, 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 up. All right, I said at the top that 2024 is on the minds of a lot of people, and that's because we also just went through some primaries across the country, a few scattered ones, and now we're getting closer where we're counting down the time that we're going to hit the midterm elections. And the midterm elections are often a referendum on what's happening at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So are we going to see more seats flip the Republican way and not be retained by Democrats? Or is it going to be kind of a few here, a few there? And then the next conversation on the heels of that is, what about 2024? So what now has happened in light of the barrage of speculation about what will Donald Trump do? Will the former president run? Because there, of course, have been hints of that. Or will Ron DeSantis or Ted Cruz or Mike Pence, his vice president, has said that he was interested. So now what's happened is, because of that speculation, now we're seeing that the former president in the last couple of days has launched a few attacks on the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th riots at the Capitol, saying it is theatrical production of partisan political fiction. And the former president has dismissed the hearings as a witch hunt, like every other investigation into his campaign or presidency. And then he is looking forward to the future and talks and hints about 2024. He was at Faith and Freedom and he spoke there. That was one of the spots. An ABC News Ipsos poll that was done last Friday and Saturday found that while just 34% of the people who responded to that poll are following the hearings closely, 60% believe the committee is conducting a fair investigation. However, less than a quarter of Republicans feel that way. So now you look at the first step to getting a presidency again, and you have to rip through those primaries. And the primaries, do they favor the former president if he decides that he's going to run? Do they favor Ron DeSantis? Do they favor Ted Cruz? And there are a slew of other Republicans who have kind of tiptoed in that direction. And then where will those Republicans go who decide they're going to run? I think the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, is definitely going to try to run. And he's polling pretty well among Republicans. He's even edged out Donald Trump in a straw poll earlier this month at a Colorado conservative convention. And on the other side of things, Joe Biden has seen his approval ratings really plummet to some record lows in the last couple of months. So what if we did get this hypothetical rematch in 2024? Could it? Would it happen? I've been asked this now several times. And in our last show, I said, I do not think that we see that. In fact, I don't think that Joe Biden's going to run again. And I don't believe it's actually going to be Donald Trump. You might disagree. We're doing an unofficial poll, right? So you can weigh in simply by going to Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com and saying what your thoughts are.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
For president. So I mentioned Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor. He is absolutely ripping toward November with an approval rating of about 55%. But here's the biggie, a $100 million war chest. That's a lot of money. That pays for a lot of commercials, a lot of other things that get you attention. So how about that? A lot of that from small donors. So a lot of that, you know, is the bulk of that is small donors. And remember, Donald Trump got less than 2% of his 2020 reelection funds from Wall Street. He got most of his more than $100 million war chest from small donors. So that's the key. And already in this last quarter, it's well over 3 million something for DeSantis. I mean, actually, he added 10.2 million in May. So if you just take May, he's got 124 million. 124 million. To compare that, which is, I mean, that's incredible, right? If fundraising is part of this game, which it is, then that helps in trouncing the Democratic opponent, that's for sure, right? Because if you look at the closest Democrat in a, for a primary candidate, right, in, if you're talking about just Florida, Charlie Crist, in his election war chest, $10.2 million, adding $1 million in May. So DeSantis, $124 million. And a lot of that dough is rolling in from 42 billionaire donors who can write those big checks in the legal way. Right? Let's put it that way. Like, I'll give you an example. There's a North Palm Beach fellow named Walter Buckley Jr. He donated $500,000 in May, according to the latest report. And this is from the Republican Governors Association. So go figure. So imagine running for president, how much that would be. So it comes and it goes, right? Easy come, easy go. Tell me if you think this is fair. How about Google? They're going to pay $118 million to women who say they were not paid equally to the men. But here's the other side of that. Do the math. This tech company, this titan in our lives, paying that money. But how many women? 15,000 women. So I don't know. Figure out the math. How much do they all get when it's said and done? Not quite the purse that Matt Fitzpatrick, the British lad, earned by winning the U.S. Open. He won $3.15 million for winning the U.S. Open. Now, he won the amateur U.S. Open years ago, more than a decade ago. Then he comes back and he wins professionally. That was a huge, huge win for him. And on the men's tour, while there have been so many controversial statements that have been made about the Saudi-backed tour and the 14 who have been booted off the PGA Tour for jumping into the Saudi Live League, where, by the way, only 4 of the 14 that were in that U.S. Open field even made the cut. But if you look at the comparisons, where like the winner of one of the Saudi events would get, let's say, over 4 million, almost 5 million, but they also got those heavy fees to be a part of it. You know, like Phil Mickelson, $200 million just to be in the league before he even swings the club. He imploded, by the way, at the U.S. Open. He did not make the cut. He really, really, really struggled. But if you look down what the rest of the golfers earned for, let's say, coming in second, the two Dallasites, Scottie Scheffler and Will Zalatoris, they got $1.5 million and a few more zeros added, a few more bucks added on to that. So in that neighborhood, if you go down to fourth, Hideki Matsuyama, who's got a great short game, he got $859,000. And then you go from there, Rory McIlroy, the Irishman, $674,000. That's pretty good, right? That doesn't include sponsorships, doesn't include any of that. And, you know, it goes all the way down to how many players made the cut. You know, you're looking at up to more than 64. And then it trickles down where you're, like, tied for 37th. And you're still walking away with $75,000 somewhere in that department. All right, other dollars and cents that kind of caught my eye as I was looking around at, wow, I mean, you know, we keep talking about the price of gas and what a crusher that is and what a game changer for so many people in trying to figure out what can they cut, where are they going, right? And you look at what some people were doing for the summer and during COVID, they bought RVs.
and decided they were going to hit the road, you know, that way, or even rented them. But, you know, Americans love RVs. This is a tin can, I mean, a nice tin can, that gets 10 miles a gallon or less. So, I don't know, think about that. What would that cost to fill up, right? What would that cost? Somehow, I was just reading something about Airstream, popular brand, Jayco, popular brand. They're saying that sales were up 34.6% in the last 3 months compared with the same period last year. And some even have a backlog of RV orders. Thor Industries, they're saying that they've got 13.88 billion of back orders. I guess they don't care. Maybe shorter trips in the RVs. Because look at, you have let's say you have a 150 gallon diesel tank. That can cost about $900 to fill from, let's say, completely empty. Wow. But, I mean, if you can afford the view, a view every week that's different, I guess that's the deal for people. The lure of getting into an RV and being able to go to all these fabulous places that you don't have to go to the airport for. You don't have to buy the tickets and stay in the hotels. And especially with what's happening with the airlines, so many cancellations and delays and fear that you won't even be able to get from point A to point B. And then if you have to rent a car, you can't even rent a car. It was a terrible weekend. We have Juneteenth, which was a federal holiday this year. And so lots of people had Monday off. And, of course, that's also coming on the heels of another holiday. So some people had 4 or 5 days they strung together. And they, you know, with Father's Day. And they got stuck. They got stuck wherever they were trying to move from point A to point B. I'll tell you one thing. What has to be the most popular flights, even if you have to pay more, has to be nonstop. Because it's always cheaper when you make a jump from one place to another. But can you really risk that you're going to get trapped in that one place, wherever it is, especially if it's small? Just some dollars and cents. But did it really make sense? Mailbag coming up.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The average price for a gallon of gas in the United States recently crossed $5 a gallon for the first time. Speaking from just outside his vacation home in Delaware, President Biden shares his thoughts on how high energy prices could incentivize people to invest in renewables.
We have a chance here to make a fundamental turn toward renewable energy, electric vehicles, and not just electric vehicles, but across the board. And that's something we should be, my team is going to be sitting down with the CEOs of the major oil companies this week and try to get an explanation how they justify making $35 billion.
Today marks a national observance of the Juneteenth holiday. Juneteenth became a federal holiday when President Biden signed the legislation last year. Parades and celebrations taking place across the country. USA Radio News. The pain goes on for some travelers as the Juneteenth holiday weekend wraps up. FlightAware saying there have been more than 500 cancellations for flights within, into, or out of the United States Monday. The number of delays is hovering around 1,500. The delays being caused by weather and a pilot shortage. A good guy with a gun is being called a hero in Texas. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Austin police are reporting a Texas gun owner defended himself and another woman from a teenager who allegedly tried to rob them at gunpoint in Austin, Texas last week. 17-year-old Jalen Reed is charged with aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. Reed was already convicted of a series of robberies in 2021. Police say he was released from juvenile detention on May 27th. He cut off an ankle monitor 2 days later, then committed 9 robberies in 5 days.
This is USA Radio News.
That you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mark? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Once again, I say this all the time, but we didn't dig very far. Right at the top, we got this one from Doug, who's listening to us in New York, and he says, "Hey, Katie Kate." Well, that's an old nickname. He goes on to say, isn't it interesting that there's very little conversation these days about COVID when it just so dominated our world for the last 2.5, almost 3 years? Now it's about the fallout economically even more from what happened with the supply chain and what's happening with gasoline and what's happening with inflation and interest rates and everything else that is now not very friendly for any size business, definitely small businesses and certainly big businesses as well. It just depends on what it is that you do for a living, but some people are losing jobs right and left. And even though you'll hear, well, there's so many jobs, yes, down the street at McDonald's, the engineer who just lost their job or the real estate agent who just lost their job. It's an upside down world, and I think the Democrats are going to pay big time when it comes to the midterm elections, and I think even with the presidential election, and certainly Biden knows it as he's scrambling to try and make something happen because people are frustrated no matter which way they voted in the past, no matter what party they claim affiliation to. What do you think? Bingo. I think people are, of course, incredibly frustrated. And listen, there are Democrats who are bailing on Biden. There are politicians who are mum when they're asked about Biden. So, yeah, with approval ratings that are sagging and with nothing but questions about what's going on with the economy and why is gas so expensive in some states but not in others and, you know, you name it. And with the fizzling economy, it certainly is always reflected in the way people vote, period. You can easily go back in history and look at what was happening in from the very beginning of the birth of our nation. Part of the frustration of anybody is trying to feed a family, trying to feed themselves, trying to have shelter, all the things that you need some of that money for. And it's easy to say, somebody said to me the other day something, money can't buy happiness. You know what? That is true, but it can buy comfort. And people want to be comfortable. People want to know if they have to go to the doctors, they can afford to go to the doctors, especially these days. And with so many people working side hustles and so many people working jobs where they don't have any kind of health care, and they don't have 401ks. That's not the world that we live in anymore. It's a much different world, and it's one that when you look at the federal government, if everything is collapsing worse than my apple pies when I have the oven temperature wrong, guess what? The heat is turned up on who's ever at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and they know it. This is not a secret. That's why Biden is scrambling for that gas holiday, the tax break, the whatever, because something has to give. And if that were to go up, that's at least a little bit of relief, especially for people who are driving long distances. But even if you're not, in most cases, I don't care if you drive a jalopy. It's not about what you drive. It's about what's it running on, unless it's electric, right? And then hopefully you're not draining the grid. Just kidding. This one is from Olive, and Olive says, "Hi, Kate. I was wondering, I know that you sometimes go to the movies and you do those movie reviews, and I was wondering what movies you've seen lately." Well, you know what? You pay attention to the show. I am like a movie hound, but I go through cycles. I'm too busy, and then I don't see anything, and then I get a little bit of time, and I go to a matinee or something over the weekend. So I've seen a bunch of movies. Your timing is good. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I saw that, and I thought, wow, something's my head's dented, or I don't get it. I mean, it was actually a good movie, but it was a crazy movie. It's about being in different universes. And speaking of being in different universes, in a sense, how about Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness? I saw that movie. I like Benedict Cumberbatch. And me and the Hubs gave that a thumbs up. I mean, it wasn't the most riveting, incredible movie that I saw. My favorite movie that I've seen has, I guess it's really been Top Gun Maverick. And I'm kind of surprised to say that. I did also see, I know you're cringing right now. Don't cringe, stop it. But I did see also the latest Jurassic installment, right? Now, the one I want to see is Elvis. I want to see the kid that plays Elvis, the actor that plays Elvis, and Tom Hanks as his longtime manager, Baz. I love that whole concept, and only things I've read about it, of course, I know very little, but I am incredibly intrigued by it. So Jurassic Park World Dominion is like the close. If you've invested any time in Michael Crichton books or you read the first one, you love the original Jurassic, nothing tops the original Jurassic. I'll just say that. Can you lose almost 3 hours of your life to go see Jurassic World Dominion if you've invested in the other ones? I think so. And it's not terrible. There are funny Jeff Goldblum lines in it, and it's familiar faces from the original. So I would say, and there's a plot, and the plot isn't horrible. I would say it's watchable. I'd say it's watchable. You know, I looked around at the theater that we were in, and it was mixed. Boy, you had really small kids, you had kids, and then you had baby boomer pluses because of how long Jurassic Park has stretched. And I think some of the people in the theater, that was the idea. I think they wanted to, hey, I've seen all these other ones with my kids or grandkids or blah, 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 so I'm going to close the door on it and see all of it. But of all the ones I mentioned, Top Gun Maverick was the best. The naval scenes, I just loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. And apparently nobody likes Buzz Lightyear. Lightyear is getting nothing at the box office. They thought they were going to make like $70 million or something. It's projected, was projected to make around $70 million, and the movie took in $85.6 million worldwide. So you might say, well, isn't that, you know, I don't know, isn't that good? And the answer is no. Didn't get the top spot. It was second behind the second week of Jurassic World Dominion. So for Pixar, that's a disappointment when you look at some of the other hits that they have produced and how much they raked in their first week. The first week is always a super, super big deal. I mean, Top Gun Maverick is just continuing to do well. It's just crushing. You know, now it's like been out for 4 weeks, four weekends, and it was like in third place with $44 million. So it's barely dropping off. Globally, $885 million so far. And this was from the 86 Top Gun. So it's Tom Cruise reprising his role as Pete Maverick Mitchell. But I have to say, you asked the question, I think it's the best one I've seen. All right, let's go to this one from Marv. And he says, hey, Kate, I just really could just go off on politics, but why? It's the haves and the have-nots, and you and I know it, and that's the world we live in, and it's corporaties, and it's more that than anything else, and it's about greed, and it's ridiculous. I have no problem with CEOs making a ton of money, but when they're making 185 times more than some of their employees, that seems a little obsessive to me, and a little over the top. So what do you expect if people are disgruntled? No wonder why most people want to work from home. Do you really want to go back into some of those office situations? I predict that we'll never see across the board of full offices, that there will always be somehow, some way that people will try to not work in offices as much as some will come back. What do you think? Oh, definitely. I mean, there's an acronym for it now. It's WFA, work from anywhere, because think about it. Maybe you do like the people you work with, but how much money, depending on what you do for a living, how much money do you save by not having to drive in, especially with what we're talking about with gas and how much it costs? And then office space for some companies, they're going to care about that because commercial real estate's not cheap. And how many people do they have or have had in the past in an office? So I think it kind of cuts both ways. It is interesting to look at its impact on society, though, right? Thumbs up or thumbs down on that. I think it's kind of thumbs sideways. Send me your thoughts day or night, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Ever
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, it's time for the cleanup. You know, that means things that I think are worth bringing up that we normally wouldn't have time to mention. But here we are at the tail end of this hour. You're out there hanging out with me, Kate Delaney, and I think there's things that you should know besides the bitching and whining about gas. We know it's high, it's high. Is there going to be a gas tax holiday? Well, that's something new in the mix. Will the president decide this week if he wants an approval rating or two to go up? I think he's going to really push for it. We'll see when that happens, if it happens, and how much it means to you and I as far as money we won't have to pay when we pull up to fill up. In the meantime, what's going on with Ukraine? You know, it seemed like forever and a day. Of course, I was always talking about Ukraine, and we are still thinking about the people there that are dealing with Russia, that invasion since February. Well, another well-known person went to lend a hand in whatever way he could. Ben Stiller, the comedian, met President Zelensky in Ukraine on World Refugee Day as a goodwill ambassador for the United States. That's what part of his role is. He decided he was going to do that. So he went to meet him, and they had a conversation, and Ben Stiller tweeted out that it was an honor to meet him as part of his visit to stand in solidarity with people forced to flee Ukraine and worldwide and bring more attention to the humanitarian situation. And, you know, he said, because remember, Zelensky was a comedian when he had another career. And Stiller said to him, "You're my hero. You're amazing. You're quite, you know, you quit a great acting career for this." And he just kind of shot back, "Not so great as yours." So there was photo ops and that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's what the whole UN deal is to lift awareness. And that was the reason for that stop. But in the meantime, is anything really stopping there? Meaning, what is going on? It's Russia continuing to press on as much as possible with no end in sight, and Ukraine fighting back every single day, trying to find ways to stay in, sadly, this twisted game, because that's what it is. That's what they have to do, fight to stay in the game. So now you have lots of different stories that are coming out about what money being raised, about people that are getting caught in the crossfire. Even a second American was reported to be killed in Ukraine fighting, because there are Americans that have gone over. Then there's more about the propaganda war machine, and what does that mean? And then there was the conversation about explosive mines, and what do the explosive mines mean in Ukraine? Well, it's all over the beach. It's beach season. So while some people are still trying to figure out a way to live out their life, to have a life, big warnings are all over Ukraine's Black Sea city of Odessa, saying, be on guard. There was a guy who died, who was diving in that area before one of the mines exploded and killed him instantly. He was diving for snails, not thinking anything, because there was nothing happening around him. But his family, his wife, a child, a friend, they were unpacking bags on the shore, on the beach, while they watched as he was hurtled into the air. So that's another thing. Lakes, rivers, all of them have these mines. That now you've got specialists that are trying to go through the waters to retrieve them, because they were left behind by the Russians. That was one of the things that they did. So it is a very big challenge. And we know in a lot of other areas, that's a big challenge. And what do you do? And also, what do you do where you think the devices are diffused, but they could be drifting across the Black Sea? So where could that dump into? Well, Turkey would be one place. I guess if you look at a map, Romania could be another place. So not a great situation. And there are many other stories concerning Ukraine and weapons and what they're getting from the United States and other countries, and bodies that are still being found 3 weeks after Russians retreated from an area in the east, and that identification process. That was a big part of Father's Day in Ukraine, let's put it, you know, that way. The COVID list of people, politicians, athletes, celebrities testing positive is still out there, right? So North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper tested positive for COVID-19, and he's working from home. Mild symptoms, and that's it. But he says he's been vaccinated, had two booster shots. He thinks the shots helped because of only having the mild symptoms, but he's doing video conferencing and phone calls, and once the time is up, then he's out, and he's back in the office. Germany is concerned about speaking of Russia and Ukraine, Germany is concerned that they're not going to have the resources they need because of Russia reducing its supplies through that Nord Stream 1 pipeline to Germany. The German government says it's politically motivated, so they are committed, they were committed to phasing out coal as a power source by 2030. But because of the worries about a cut in the Russia gas supplies, they're ramping it up, that they have to allow increased burning of coal, even if they don't want to, because they have to be concerned about not getting what they need from Russia, and that the risk of doing nothing, it's too great for them. They have to do this, otherwise everybody, the people in Germany, could suffer. So how can they trust that somehow that ramps back up? And the answer is they can't. So that's exactly what they're doing. They're hedging their bets, at least temporarily. All right, you want some good news? Katie Ledecky is something. She is one of America's great gifts to the Olympic world, period. Out of Budapest, Hungary, you had all kinds of records that were being set, including Katie Ledecky. And here she is again. Record title haul to 17 with her fourth in the 1500 freestyle, right? She was just under 10 seconds more than her world record from 2018. She finished 14.74 seconds ahead of fellow American Katie Grimes. So that's a big moment because Grimes is 16 years old. She's the second youngest medalist in the 1500s at a world, because it's the world championships, since Ledecky won it for the first time in 2013. So that's really, really, really good news. Because she won, you think about it, she's won 2015, 2017. She set four world record titles in each of the 1500, the 800, the 400 freestyle events. And only Michael Phelps, who also won at least four gold medals in three different swimming events at the Worlds, is there topping her. But she's in great company and will serve America well, I'm certain of it, the next time around in the Olympics. I love, love, love her enthusiasm. Music means that we're getting off the stage for this hour anyway. Thanks so much to Nate the Great Reader for his fine work always on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.